Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, lest I forget it, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're listening to this broadcast by way of internet, the area code is 904-831-0917. Love to have your dialogue and discussion, your input on the subject. We're talking about today, who is in control? That's the World Health Organization, ladies and gentlemen. There's a push today by this president, the Biden cabal in D.C., to allow the Chinese Communist Party that controls the World Health Organization to be in control of our lives in the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's nothing more, nothing less than the surrender of the sovereignty of the United States of America to the Chinese Communist Party. And yet there's a push today by Bill Gates and others to frighten and continue to keep America stirred up in fear that there is going to be a resurgence of COVID. Now, there may be some resurgence of COVID or some variant of that, but there's the push today by Bill Gates and others that we might need to have everything shut down again. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says Bill Gates warns we've not seen the worst of COVID. Microsoft billionaire says there's a way about 5%, there is way above 5% risk of a pandemic generating more transmissive and even more fatal than the COVID virus variant. Bill Gates warns of more transmissive and fatal variant could be generated. He said this would mean that the world has yet to see the worst of the pandemic. He previously warned that the worst of the pandemic was to hit in December 2021. Director General of the World Health Organization this week warned people to be wary of the virus and what's going to happen in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing the stage being set. I believe we're watching all of the chessmen being put in place for the surrender of the sovereignty of the United States of America. It's bad enough to watch our southern border act as a sieve to allow what we're told by statisticians that by the end of this year, we'll have about 3 million new illegals coming into America for the time that since Biden has gone into office. So we're watching us lose the sovereignty by way of our border loss on the southern border. We're watching the loss of our sovereignty on the basis of the chaos, the confusion, and the calamity that we're being told will happen with new variants of COVID-19. As a result of that, there's a move to turn the sovereignty of America with our health care over to World Health Organization.
All these things shift the power balance. If you look at the way the left operates inside the House, inside the Senate, and inside the White House, and even the judiciary, the left operates on the basis of grabbing power, it doesn't matter the consequence. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, devastating, if it's bankrupting to the U.S. population, to the citizenry, so long as they can bag power and garner more power. If you're looking at the border, it's a power thing. As much as folks go, well, those are needy people, hurting people, and we need to, as Christians, let them come across the border. You've not done your homework, folks. You've not done your homework. We already legally let in 1 million a year. That's more than any other country on earth. Now, we have a reason, a rationale, a legal requirement associated with the numbers that we allow in, and a lot of that has to do with assimilation. It has to do with the dollars associated, the cost associated with assimilating those people, those families, okay? But, you know, by the way, y'all can go to the marbles or the gumballs talk, and when you look at on a macro level, that million is a drop in the bucket. Population's expanding by tens of millions, hundreds of millions each year, and most of these folks are coming from poor countries. And the poor countries, amazingly, the individuals that come here from poor countries, those are the most capable individuals many times. They have the ability to hike 500 miles, 1,000 miles, 2,000 miles, those individuals could actually be impactful in their communities to make their communities better, okay? Mm-hmm. Understand, too, what's the difference between American soil and Mexican soil? Can Mexican soil not grow the same things? Yeah, it can. It has everything to do with the level of corruption within government. But here's the number one thing, and you actually get this from Pew Research. When they interviewed over 1,000 illegal aliens, they discovered that illegal aliens identify 8-1 as Democrats over Republicans. Did you hear me? 8-1. So for every one person that crosses that southern border and says, you know, I identify as a Republican, 8 identify as Democrats. And they're already letting them vote in many jurisdictions, particularly New York. They're saying, well, y'all have a vested interest in the community. Tell me, if a person has a voter ID card and they vote in a local election, can they show up and vote in a federal election? We got federal law that says they can't. Really, folks? Do you think they enforce the law anymore in this country? No, no, no. They don't enforce the law unless it benefits them politically. Understand, if they were enforcing the law uniformly, individuals that were protesting in front of all these justices' homes would be arrested. There's federal code, USC 1503, 1507, actually makes that punishable by a year in jail along with fines. Have you seen anybody arrested yet? I've not seen a single arrest.
It's not
yet.
Taking place.
Yet individuals that just walked into the people's house were, at worst, that would be parading. At worst, that'd be like a $150 fine and send them home.
$150 kind of fine is a misdemeanor and released.
So again, it's grabbing power. It's unequal. You know, we don't have equal protection under the law as required, codified in the 14th Amendment. It's literally a free-for-all. They enforce the laws they choose to enforce at the time they choose to enforce them against whom they choose to enforce them.
That's the reason the disinformation board is so dangerous. Greg, hold your thoughts for just a moment. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go to the question or comment, please.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Okay. They need to all be arrested. Everyone.
I'm in full agreement with you. One of the problems we have, Kenneth, and I don't have an answer to it until there's a change of guard in the Oval Office in Washington, but we've got the Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States of America, that is not enforcing the laws that's on the books. He is simply a puppet for Joe Biden. We have a DOJ that will not prosecute cases other than those that are against conservatives, Christians, and patriots. Those cases will be prosecuted, and this is the reason it's so dangerous with what is they're calling now the Disinformation Board, which is actually a truth ministry, a truth commission that's going to decide what's true and what's false. And as George Orwell's philosophy in the dystopian novel called 1984, he said the truth ministry that will be in the United States government be where they take everything that said that is true and they change it and call it false. Everything that is false, they change it and call it true. And that's what we see taking place. And that's the reason it's so dangerous to have the disinformation board set up.
It's
because as we see these things taking place, and you talk about them or I talk about them, conservative Christian patriots speak of them, then it is considered to be disinformation. And what they have not said yet, and it is a full lie, they intend on persecuting and prosecuting conservatives and Christians for what we say. It becomes the thought police. It becomes the First Amendment rights police that will tell us what we can and cannot say. That's the reason it's so dangerous as we're going fast track toward the 2022 election in November, and knowing that now they're about to turn over the health care control of the United States for the United States of America to the World Health Organization, and it is fulfilling Bill Gates' desire to have a total world control, and we will be under the domination of the Communist Chinese Party.
But literally, that all fits in from an eschatological view in the power, the authority that the Antichrist will have. That international authority is a component of the Antichrist power in the last days.
Kenneth, did you have further questions?
One more thing. Yes.
Yes, sir.
You know what? He's a puppet. We have a puppet president.
We have a cognitively depleted puppet president. Kenneth, who do you think is behind the scenes pulling the strings?
I think Obama, Clinton, and other people.
I believe you're exactly right. I believe it is Barack Hussein Obama in conjunction with Hillary Clinton, bought and paid for by George Soros, the globalist that wants to destroy any sovereign nation and any sovereign nation's borders.
Step it up another level. We got the Prince of the Power of the Air. That's pulling the strings.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is these folks, none of them, as brilliant as Obama was, oh my goodness, that's kind of scary. As brilliant as he was, he couldn't orchestrate what's going on. As much money as George Soros has, he cannot orchestrate what we're seeing take place. You have strings being pulled at a spiritual level that are affecting these folks. And you know, Joe Biden, he stayed in his basement for the entire time. It wasn't a handful of folks. It was not dozens of folks. It wasn't hundreds of folks. It wasn't just that. It was 10,000s of folks. How do you manipulate 10,000s of folks or hundreds of thousands of folks to commit criminal fraud, which is, I believe, what we saw? And it was from so many different angles. It wasn't just 2,000 mules. It was from so many angles that they were able to pull off, like Biden said, the greatest election fraud in human history.
Yes.
Something along that. Look up that video, folks. When you see it, you'll fall out of your chair. But he actually said that before the election took place.
Absolutely. Kenneth, I am thankful for you, brother. Keep on keeping on. I'm thankful for your insight. You're spot on with your statements and what is taking place.
I need you to do me a favor, because I want to support your ministry.
Well, brother, I'm thankful for that, and I encourage you to do so. I'm delighted that...
I'm never going to do that.
Say again?
I say I'm going to do that.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
And tell others to do the same thing. We would love to have others jump on board. We have many, many, many that's doing so, but it's all put together that makes it work, that we can continue to do what we're doing each and every day here. It's our prayer every morning before this broadcast that God will use the words that will encourage the listener and challenge us to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen as Christians and conservatives, because God wants us, as the scripture says in Ephesians 6 chapter, verse 10 and following, we need to put on the whole armor. And once the whole armor is on, the Apostle Paul said, we need to stand. And that word in the 13th verse of the 6th chapter of Ephesians means we don't bow, we don't bend, we don't run, we don't cower. We just stand, having put on the whole armor of God, knowing that God will have us to be the watchman on the wall and to give the warning and the warning and the warning again for dangers ahead. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with one of our four sons today. Greg is with us in the studio. Usually we have the pleasure of having him on the air with us from the southern tip of heaven. I think he got too wet up there or something. What was it, Greg?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the grandson comes a calling every now and then, and then you have your daddy do list that when your little girl has critters, and particularly horses, there's always a daddy do list. So, Daddy, could you help me with this? And it's tough to say no to your youngins, isn't it?
That's right.
You know, you have a better perspective of God through the scripture when you have kids and when you have grandkids, when you have great grandkids, when you realize how much love there is there and how you want what's best for them. You know what? You get a little better clarity on the way God views us. But, you know, you keep talking about WHO and the power grab that's being attempted even now. internationally dealing with our health, and it may very well affect the outcome of the 2022 election, may affect the way we conduct that election, but certainly if it's allowed to go forward, it will affect the autonomy that each individual in the United States currently enjoys to a greater or lesser degree. Obviously, that autonomy was under assault by Joseph Biden with all of the mandates. You know, and the left says that autonomy is under assault with the ending of Roe v. Wade, which hopefully, prayerfully, we're going to see in the next few weeks. However, they miss something. You know, they have autonomy. Ladies, by the way, it's amazing how even the term woman, you know, they rediscovered what a woman was real quick. They talk about women's rights. You know, two or three or four weeks before Miss Jackson, you know, a judicial nominee for the Supreme Court, she couldn't define a woman. Just a few weeks later, all of a sudden, they're talking about women's rights again.
She said she wasn't a biologist.
And well, she's not a biologist. And then Joe Biden comes out, and he talks about killing the baby. You know, actually aborting the baby. So he recognized that's a baby in there.
It's not just
a clump of cells. And certainly since 1973, we know a whole lot more about that baby that is not yet born in the womb. But as far as autonomy goes, yeah, women, ladies, y'all have autonomy over your body. But that little infant, that baby that's not yet born, that baby ought to also have autonomy, ought to have rights that are separate and apart. Obviously, the fingers and toes, the blood supply, the brain, the DNA, everything is unique to that little baby.
Greg, touching on that, my mind goes to the fact that when there's a traffic collision and a pregnant mother is killed or her baby is killed, it is considered two
deaths.
Two deaths.
You have a vehicular manslaughter, and there's a lesser. It's better codified when it comes to a criminal act in which case a mother and the not yet born baby both die. You have a murder and a manslaughter, and I believe that's 30 states currently. So the laws state by state show their hypocrisy, because somehow or another that same baby, if the woman were on the way to an abortion clinic, would have zero value in the abortion clinic, but had substantial value when the child and the mother were murdered by an assailant. So I mean, it's a truly hypocritical view. There we go. But if WHO takes over through the United Nations and attacks, assaults the autonomy that we enjoy as individual citizens of the United States today, where does it end? And you step back, you know, how would that autonomy be assaulted by the WHO? WHO, I guess, is spun off under the United Nations. The United Nations was spun off, was created, if you will, in 1945. The United States Senate voted to join that agreement in 1945, and it was like an 87-2, 88-2 kind of a vote. So it was a supermajority. That treaty, you know, got an international agreement. That treaty was perhaps lawfully engaged in. Now, can that treaty constitutionally be used to sever rights that we have that are constitutional rights? I mean, I want to see Dershowitz talk about this. I want to see, you know, constitutional scholars analyze this, study this. Are your rights potentially in jeopardy, genuine jeopardy? Now, they have a lot to do with the way courts hear these things. And we may be looking at years, obviously, 49 years, U.S. Supreme Court's bad decision Roe v. Wade stood. How many years would your rights be squashed if the courts don't rapidly hear and strike down any authoritarian regime at the WHO as a violation of your civil liberties, your civil rights as
constitutional
articulated
rights,
in the Constitution?
Absolutely. Greg, I'm looking at an article that says Bill Gates' dream to control the planet through the World Health Organization is becoming a closer reality every day. From time to time, I get emails from people asking this. The writer says this. From time to time, I get to emails from people asking me to cover some story and video about Bill Gates and his influence in the global vaccine production and distribution. And I usually reply by asking the person who is emailing the information if they have first searched Bill Gates on Health Impact News, because we have been covering Bill Gates' role behind all the global vaccination programs, mainly by buying full control or controlling interest in the World Health Organization for decades now. If you search Bill Gates on World Health News, this writer says, it will return a result of 300 to 319 articles when they are published about his wanting to control through the World Health Organization. Who is controlling the U.S. response to COVID-19, the White House or Bill Gates? Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bill Gates behind the scenes. Bill Gates has no medical credentials whatsoever, but he is a one-world globalist, and he is the one that is pushing that. Never mind the fact, Greg, as we look at that, Bill Gates is promulgating and pushing Joe Biden. This is an article. Here's an article. Biden moves to give World Health Organization full care and sovereignty over America. The Biden administration has proposed amendments to the World Health Organization regulations that would give the UN, a UN agency, director general, unilateral authority to declare a health emergency for the United States of America.
Bill Gates is an interesting person. I've got some strong opinions on that man. Wow. Boy, howdy. If you step back during the Clinton years, Bill Gates was kind of seen as apolitical. You know, he wasn't involved one way or the other. And all of a sudden, the State Department, Justice Department, they started looking into this guy. And investigations spun off. And next thing you know, he starts giving politically to both sides.
Mm-hmm.
But understand, y'all need to know how billionaires and gazillionaires work. These folks are not moored to this country. You know,
right.
your Elon Musk types, your Bill Gates, your Bezos, you're right on down the list. They're not moored to this country. There's nothing that keeps them. They can step off of this country and into any jurisdiction that they believe treats them better or protects them better. Now, he very quickly went from apolitical to political to hyper-political and now internationally political. Think about this. This man, I believe that he operated under Microsoft, among other things, creating viruses that he could then sell you the cure for, computer viruses.
Microsoft proves that.
I really believe that's the case. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever proved that, but it sure does seem like he had cures for, had the antivirus software he could sell you, and now he leases it to you, I guess. But he had that antivirus software, and you go, well, how did he know that these viruses were out there to cure them? Well, I guess you know about them if you created them. And you fast forward, I'm starting to wonder if he's creating real live viruses so he can then sell you the cure for those real live viruses. I don't think he's the only, if he's doing this, I don't think he's the only one. But isn't it amazing the different areas he stepped into now? He's, I think, one of the largest farm owners in the United States today. And he's in the pharmaceutical industries up to his eyeballs.
In Georgia, as I understand in my research, Bill Gates owns about 240,000 acres of farmland.
That kind of concerns me because, if you can control somebody's medical care and you can control their food, you can control them. We are literally in slave territory when you can control medicine, control medical services, can control food. And now through the United Nations, I think it's going to be the clampdown. We can control your coming and going. You don't have the right shots. You don't have the right vaccines. You don't have the right credentials to get, because he's also 100% on board with the credentialing of individuals, marking them, showing that they have the vaccine passports. He's up to his eyeballs supporting
yes.
the idea of vaccine passports.
Why? Because his technology will be the technology used for the vaccine passport with what's done as far as controlling. But ladies and gentlemen, here's the point. Let me remind you again that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking about the fact that our president, Joe Biden, between the 22nd and the 28th of this month, will be turning over the sovereignty of the United States of America and all health requirements to the World Health Organization. I'm looking at this article further that says the International Health Regulations amendments will be subject to the votes of upcoming annual meeting of the World Health Organization's governing legislative body. The World Health Assembly, May 22nd through the 28th in Geneva, Switzerland, warns Dr. Peter Bergen, that's Bergin, Bergin, an acclaimed former reformer in the field of psychiatry who is helping lead the campaign to raise awareness of the Biden administration's move to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, there will be a time, and I believe, and I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, as little Amos says in the book of Amos, the 7th chapter, the 14th and 15th verse, but I'm here to tell you that something is going to happen between now and Election Day that will derail the traditional election for another theft of the election for November 2022. We're watching the stage being set. And if the World Health Organization, Greg, is in charge, all they've got to do is by mandate that America locked down, mandate that America cannot vote, mandate that America must continue the vaccinations. In fact, I'm looking at one article, Greg, says 17,000 doctors call for the end of COVID-19 emergency,
Amen.
Decrying discussion COVID-19 public health policies. More than 17,000 physicians and medical scientists from around the world are calling on nations to lift all health emergency declarations, restoring scientific integrity and address the, quote, crimes against humanity.
These are all authorities in their fields. Now, I just want to know, is this Russian disinformation you're sharing, or is this misinformation?
The disinformation board would probably say
this. Is this out of context? No. What is? Because if I scan this right now and post it on Facebook or Twitter, it's going to get knocked down. People aren't going to be able to. Folks, you cannot listen to the Communist News Network or PMSNBC or right on down. Quite frankly, you can't listen to Fox News and assume that it's correct. You can't listen to Newsmax or what's America's One American News. You can't listen to anything.
One America.
And assume that it's correct. I like the individuals that'll state, you know, don't believe a single thing I say until you verified it yourself. Folks, do your own homework. The fact that he just read that headline, this hit May 16th at 8:07 p.m. and 17,000 doctors call for an end to the COVID-19 emergency. That will be tagged by the Ministry of Truth as misinformation, disinformation, perhaps dangerous.
Yes.
Because people could die if you believe this stuff.
Yes.
Now, think of the absurdity of it all, but that's where we're at.
So once the World Health Organization is in play and it's in charge of our health and our security with it, whatever they mandate, if you say anything against it, if you say anything about it, if you question it, then you're sowing seed of disinformation, misinformation. In fact, here's one of the reasons why these 17,000 doctors are warning that it needs to cease. Here's one that says the JAMA study. Pfizer COVID shots protection fades in weeks. This article says the proportion of antibodies dropped from 76% 4 weeks after the second about to about 19%, 12 to 14. The antibodies dropped even faster after the third dose. This article, Greg, is saying that each booster shot you get, your immune system drops precipitously, that you have very little immune system.
They're pushing booster. Think about the math on that too. They don't consider these things real vaccinations, real shots until like 30 days after, you know, weeks after or a month after you've got the shot. Now you got a shot. It's good for a few weeks, and I guess you need to go get another shot. Are they going to have us on a 30-day rotation? If WHO gets his way, if Fauci gets his way, if Gates gets his way, are they going to have us on a regime so every 30, 60, 90 days we've got to go get another shot?
That's where they're headed now. In fact, last week, segments on Good Morning America, of all places, ABC News, Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton warned it's possible that repeated boosters can actually weaken or destroy your immune system.
Let me give you some more. We're going to wrap up here. We're running out of time. But as the Ministry of Truth carries on, they're going to start calling the Word of God misinformation, disinformation,
yes.
Russian disinformation. Well, let me give you some Russian disinformation from 2 Timothy 3:1-5. It says, but understand this. This is the way things are going to look in the last day, folks, that in the last days there will come difficult times for people to be lovers of their self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to parents. Do you feeling this, folks?
Mm-hmm.
Ungrateful. Unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying the power. Avoid
yes.
such people.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.